Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Stand up, please. Come to the front of your mat, ragdoll. Open your eyes. Place them on one physical point. Grab onto your elbows or put your hands on blocks. Drop your head towards the floor. Open your ears and begin to listen to the sound of your breathing. Spread your toes across your mat and spin your heels away from each other a little bit so your toes are pointing in towards the midline of your body slightly. Lift the back of your thigh bones towards the ceiling. Lean forward. Give up the tension in your neck and your jaw. Open your eyes. Bring your hands to your mat, downward dog. Move around a little bit. Explore onto the right side and the left sides of your body. Bring your feet together. Walk your hands to your feet. Bend your knees. Lace your fingers at your lower back. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio. Breathe in. Fold forward. Press your big toe mounds into the ground. Spin your inner ankles to the back of the room. Straighten your legs a little bit, lean forward. Bend your knees. Down dog. Bring your feet together, lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the left. Keep your armpits equidistant from your mat. Pull your belly to your spine. Now locate the inside of your upper thigh bone and lift that up to the ceiling. Rotate more, rotate. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the right. Press your baby finger mounds into the mat. Press your index finger knuckle mounds into the mat. Walk up to the front of your mat. Feet together. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Stand up. Sweep your arms above you. Spread your toes across the floor. Uddiyana, belly up. Lengthen your arms. Lengthen your fingers. Huge breath in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Three ohms. Ah. Reach your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Forward bend. Breathe out. Halfway up. Breathe in. High plank. Lift your chin away from your chest. Breathe in. Come forward and halfway down. Up dog. Down dog. Create ujjayi breathing. That's what you're here for, to create ujjayi breathing. That's going to sustain your vinyasa practice. And your vinyasa practice is just to get out of your way and let life move through you. Not as a concept, as air just circulating through your lungs. Take a huge breath in. Empty out. Be masterful breathing out. Uddiyana Bandha. Press the floor more. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up. Forward bend. Sweep up. Bow down. Halfway up. Fold forward. Sweep up. Forward bend. Long spine. High plank. Down dog. Walk to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Sweep up. Bow forward. Halfway up. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe in. Empty out. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Utkatasana. Should we just keep moving? Or should we stay here till you bake? Fireworks come out of your butt. Bow forward. Long spine. Chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Step your right foot forward, warrior one. Chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Left side, warrior one. Clear vision and sound breathing, you have your practice. See, clear. Take a big breath in. Bring your hands to the floor, chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Right side warrior two, please. Put your front foot on 12 o'clock, and your back toes point to the upper left corner of your mat. Create good space, right to left. Some of you may have to bring your front foot over to the right a little bit so you have more stability. Squeeze your back leg straight. Feel the fire in your back leg. Bring your front knee forward and over to the right. Get your back toes. Make your back toes point to the upper left corner of your mat. Front foot on 12 o'clock. Now, Uddiyana, pull your belly to your spine. Flip your palms to the ceiling. Gaze over your front middle finger. See one point. Now tighten up your tricep muscles. Drop your chin towards your chest a little bit. For five more counts. Huge breath in. Windmill down, chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left side warrior two. Stack your shoulders directly above your hips. Some of you are leaning forward. Lift the inner arch of your back foot away from your mat. Okay, Uddiyana Bandha, pull your belly to your spine. From your core, try to rip your mat in half. Stretch your mat, rip it. Flip your palms to the ceiling. Gaze steady. Come on, keep your eyes steady. Huge breath in. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Okay, we're just going to do classical sun salutation bees. That warrior two is a gift. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Breathe in, breathe out, walk or jump forward, halfway up, forward bend, thunderbolt, bow forward, long spine, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, right side, go, generate flow, no rush, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog, left side. Pick your feet up. Stretch your body. Chaturanga, no dragging your front foot back. Up dog, down dog. Come on, get in there, practice. Get in. Breathe in, breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up, forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. Long spine. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog, right side. Generate flow. Smooth. Low plank, no rushing. Upward dog. Down dog, left side warrior one. But with some intention in your feet, in your hands, low plank, up dog, down dog, no rushing, no rushing, no rushing. Breathe in, breathe out, walk or spring forward, long spine, forward bend, Utkatasana. Bow forward. Halfway up, chaturanga. And go through your sun B. Go ahead, at your own pace. It's okay if it's a little messy, if it's not perfect, but keep moving. You guys got to give up all the excess. You're putting a lot into your sun salutations that doesn't belong, like you're drinking water, fixing your pants, fixing your hair, wiping sweat. Give that up. Get into your zone. You're here. You pay big money for this. You could have been anywhere in the world. Give up your mediocrity. Give up the slot. Like, hold yourself. Kind of almost get yourself by the throat because you want to do that. Okay, one more. Go ahead. So five more. Just go. Yeah, flow. Nothing happens unless you have that commitment to yourself. And I know some of you are injured. Some of you are a little, I don't know what's going on in your life, but you can carry that on your mat with you and then just get stuck. Keep flowing. Keep flowing. Even if you miss a pose, just keep flowing. Put your practice into your hands. Like, this is up to you. It's not how hot it is in the room. It's not who's sitting next to you. If not, if the teacher is on or off. Not what clothes you're wearing. Sometimes that helps, though, when you got your uniform on, you got all your gear. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip over. High plank, heels to the right, left arm to the sky. Hold yourself accountable for your greatness. Chaturanga, the energy that's going to heal you. Up dog, down dog, that's called tapas practice. As a yoga student, you want to know tapas practice, the practice of holding yourself to accountability. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. Warrior three, balance in your front leg. Make your upper toes point directly to earth. So both feet on 12 o'clock. Breathe out. Warrior one. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Wrap your upper arm around your back. Put your gaze on one point. Spread your toes across your mat. Squeeze your back leg straight. Lift the front edge of your pelvis to your navel as your tailbone descends towards your back heel. Now, Uddiyana Bandha. About five more counts. Keep your gaze impeccable. That's how you create your unique space. Or yourself as an individual, a unique individual. Brain into body. In gear. Huge breath in. Low plank. Up dog, down dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip over. Open your eyes. Spread your fingers. Press the floor. High plank, heels to the left, right arm to the sky. Ujjayi breathing. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left foot forward, crescent lunge. Warrior three. Breathe out. Warrior one, warrior two, side angle pose. Wrap your upper arm around your back. Get that in there. Some of you guys are getting lazy with your right arm. Do the work. Do it. Dig into the inside of your front inner thigh. Break up that muscle tissue around the right shoulder. That's what Santosha is. It's contentment, but not satisfied. Huge breath in. Low plank. Up dog. You got to do everything you can do. Everything you can do, all you got. Where in your life do you give everything you have? Do you even give it in yoga practice? Come on up dog. Stop trying to escape from what is here right now. Where all your conflict comes from. Christina, not now. Not now. Marvin, where are you? Where are you? Down dog. Breathe in, empty out, walk your hands to your feet, do some leapfrogs. So you got to walk your hands to your feet, not your feet to your hands. Ground your hands in your mat, bring your shoulders over your wrists, and then hop up, get your hips above your shoulders, keep your arms straight, bring the inner edge of your feet together and let your knees splay out. Go ahead, do it, do it, do it. You checked out some of you, do it. Get uncomfortable. Be a yes where you're a no. Be a yes where you're a no. Keep going until I tell you to stop. Don't let yourself off the hook. It's killing you in your life. When you do that, grace, get up there. Take action now. Otherwise, you're just in default. You're in complaints. You're in this is wrong. This is a problem. Or you're in squat. Tara, squat. Come on, Tara. Come on. Okay, Utkatasana. So you guys just Utkatasana. You check out. You don't like it. You do your own thing, or you drink water, or you do something, and you just check out. Get in your game. You're in Utkatasana right now. Bring your hands to your heart center. Twist to the right. I mean, you're either in your practice or you're not. You're either receptive and you're coachable and you're a student, or you're not. And it can flip in a moment. And it's not wrong when you flip and you're just in fight or you're in righteousness. Just relax and just watch it. Hold the space. This is what yoga poses are for. So all this stuff can come up. It won't even come up unless you breathe into that tight, stuck feeling you have. Breathe into it. It's perfect. Perfect feeling for a breakthrough. About 10 more counts. Rachel, make your lips touch. Open your eyes. Be conscious. Conscious. Pump more air in and out of your nose. Feel your lungs swell to the level of your skin on the in-breath. When you breathe out, just clear that space. Go ahead, twist even more. Even more, ring out. Good, drop your hands to the floor. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Grab your big toes with your peace fingers so the palms face in towards each other. Come halfway up, breathe in. Get in your practice, come on. Bow forward. Man, when my teacher came at me the way I'm coming at you right now, man, it woke me right up. Take on that type of coaching. It's not that you're not good enough, you're not doing good, you're doing great. But you got to hold yourself to this level. And sometimes it takes coaching and other people to actually see where you fight and you make things wrong. Let go of your toes, crow pose. Or squat, but don't think about it, just go. Just go, squat or crow pose. See, in that gap where you think, that's where doubt comes in. And you're so conscious, if doubt comes in, you just throw it out. Squat or crow, squat or crow, now, squat or crow, now. Not somewhere in the middle, squat or crow. Chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Walk to the front of your mat. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward bend. Utkatasana. Prayer twist to the left. Big illuminating in-breaths. Complete out breaths. Get into the nooks and crannies of your gut. It's like down on your hands and your knees and you're scrubbing. Big out breaths. So there's no air left in your lungs. Culture the burn. Culture it. When you feel the burn and you feel the impulse to come out, that's tapas practice. The commitment to stay in and let that which needs to burn, burn to completion. You can straighten your arms. Pull your Kegel muscles up. Pull your belly to your spine and tuck your chin towards your chest. Lift your toes off your mat. Now twist and rotate. Drop your hands to the floor. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Gorilla asana. Walk under your hands. Make your toes go past the crease of your wrists. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward bend. Thank goodness we're confronted with our inner saboteur. Some of you don't even have to challenge much. Your claws come out immediately. You walk into the room with your claws and your fangs showing. Get to that point. Bring yourself to that point. Push yourself. Not too far, but definitely push yourself. Lean forward. Lean forward till you almost tip over. If you've never felt that moment where you almost tip over, get there. It's good to do long inverted forward bends on hot days. It's cooling. Let the tension in your neck dissolve. Slide your hands out from underneath your feet. Bring your feet together. Ground your feet into the earth. Stand up. Sweep your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Excellent. Take a breath in. Open your mouth. Eagle pose. Bend your knees. Wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm under your left arm. Five. Simple. Just keep your eyes open and clear on one point. Four. Bend your left knee more. Three. Good strength building when you bend your bottom knee. Two. Sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. Embrace the midline of your body. Embrace the center where you can see clearly. Breathe out. Sweep up. Bend your knees, right side, eagle pose. Right in the middle. Of all this, you're breathing deep. Breathe out. Sweep up. Hands to your heart center. Oh, left side eagle, go ahead. One more. Lower foot on 12. Look at your lower foot. Breathe out. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Empty out. Standing leg raise. Balance on your left leg. Bring your right knee up to the level of your waist. Stay here with your right hand at your knee and your left hand at your hip. Or straighten your right leg out in front of you. Bring your upper leg to the right, gaze to the left. Bring your upper leg to center, straighten your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Airplane pose, be at the front of your mat. Bring your hands to your heart center, half moon. Fingertips. Press your big toe mound, baby toe mound, your bottom foot through your mat. Feel the firmness of the floor below the center of your lower heel. Big toe mound, baby toe mound. And commit to working those 3 points into the earth. Switch legs. Stay here or half bow. Bend your upper knee, reach back with your upper hand and grab your upper ankle. Ragdoll. Send your left leg back. Do that quickly though. Left leg back. Lunge. Drop your back knee to the mat. Bring your hands to your heart center. Rest on the top of your back foot. Now take your arms out in front of you, cactus arms. Lift your shoulders up to your ears. So you want to be in cactus arms. Bend your elbows. Tom, bend your elbows. And take them out in front of you so you can see your elbows. Now shoulders up. Shoulders up. Now get more air in so you puff up from the front of your body to the back of your body. Okay, now take the scapula in. Let the tips of the shoulders drop down into the body. Straighten your arms. Now pull your belly to your spine. Press the top of your back foot in your mat. Lift your back knee off the floor. 10, 9, steady. Now sink your hips closer to your mat. 5, squeeze your back leg and go high in a back bend. 4, go ahead. If not, now win. 3, lift. 2, down dog. Walk forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Sweep up. Anjali, hands to your heart. Clear it out. Breathe in. Empty out. Standing leg raise. Balance on your right leg. Left knee up to the level of your waist. Stay here. Straighten your front leg in front of you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take your upper leg to the left. Gaze to the right. Bring your upper leg back to center. Straighten your arms high. Breathe in. Airplane pose. Firm your legs, muscles to bones. Bring your hands to your heart center, half moon. This is an awesome pose to hold. So you have to go through the burn. You have to receive the fire. Receive it and then reflect it. Distribute it through your toe tips, through your fingertips, like moonbeams. And you're calibrating the height of your upper leg, about the level of your hip, upper hip. And see how some of your upper leg is tracking to the right side of the room? It's going to the back of your body. Check to see if you can see your left toes. Just check. Mm-hmm. You stay here or half bow? Feel the tapas. Feel your practice of holding the pose and staying with it to completion. Look over your upper shoulder. Lift the front edge of your pelvis to navel. Uddiyana. Kick your upper shin. Kick it more. Ragdoll. Good. Send your right leg back. Lunge. Drop your back knee to the floor. Rest on the top of your back foot. Now, when you check out your front toes, you can't see them because you're bending your front knee till they disappear in your eye shot. Okay. Come up, cactus arms. Let's integrate the shoulder. So you got to be able to see your elbows and your peripheral vision, so bring them forward. Okay, shoulders up. Lengthen your lateral body. Keep your elbows bent. Shoulders up. Now puff up front to back. You got to get lots of air, so your breathing is circumferential. Mm-hmm. Now scapula in. Tips of the shoulder blades down. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Roll your baby fingers into the center line. Lift your back knee off the floor and press to the top of your back foot. 10. Feel that awesome release in the right psoas, the right hip flexors. Squeeze it more. Squeeze your back leg more. All you got. 5. Now belly up and do a back bend. 4. Squeeze your back leg. Drop your hips lower. 2. Down dog. Walk forward. Flat back. Forward bend. Stand up. Sweep your arms high. Anjali. Tree pose. Balance on your left leg. Right foot to your left inner thigh. Ground the centers of your heels into earth. Pull your belly to your spine. Engage your bandhas. Mula Bandha. Uddiyana Bandha. Chin down, Jalandhara Bandha, sides of your neck to the back of the room. Arms up. Don't let that happen. Hold it. Resist me. Resist me. Go ahead, up here. Resist, resist. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Come up to the front of your mat. We do both sides? Okay, switch. It's much easier when you practice to remember if you did the sides, because you're present. I'm just like you. I lose presence too as a teacher. As a student, you just remember and start over. There's no shame. So you want to practice up here. Because believe it or not, you're imputing on the space behind you. Yeah. It's okay. See how much space there is up there? Take your arms. No, I'm not. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Ground your feet in the floor. Reach your arms up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle pose. Ground the centers of your heels and your mat and zipper up your legs from your inner ankles to your groin. Firm up. Now pull your belly to your spine. And now there's an alternating current going from the heels up to the core and then from the core to the floor. Five more breaths. From the midline of your body through your fingertips. Big breath in. Empty out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Point your right toes to the left side of the room. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Drop your right arm by your side. Connect your hands at your mid-back. Ground your feet into the earth. Breathe in. Forward bend. Switch arms. Get a strap. Use a strap. Break with that tension in your shoulders. Create good, strong tension with your bind and then get soft, full breathing into the shoulder girdle. Breathe in. Breathe out. Stand up. Keep your bind. Pyramid pose. Breathe in. Forward bend. Twisting triangle. Five, four, three, two, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Left side warrior one, warrior two. Straighten your legs, triangle pose. Full sun, full. Give it and receive it. A few more counts. Breathe out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips, left toes to the right side of the room. Take your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Drop your left arm by your side. Create your feet, both feet on 12 o'clock. Fill up, fold forward. This is really the one space in our life. It's even possible to be at our fullest and our highest intention and to execute that, to bring that part of ourselves that, you know, that was born within us but kind of just lays dormant, to bring it up, to wake it up. And sometimes you got to go through the trials of your life while you're on your mat. Stand up. Point your left toes to the front of the room. Step your back foot halfway up your mat. Breathe in. Fold forward. Lengthen your spine. Lengthen. Do the work. Do the work. Twist to the left. Twisting triangle. Five. Four. Three. Two. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. High plank. Lower to your mat. Three, two, rest on your mat. Flip your head. Rest the other cheek on the mat. Whew, I tell you, being a yoga teacher is tough. I tell you, tough life. Living the dream, but tough life, man. Actually, listen, tough life, yeah. No, it isn't. It's the easiest life on the planet. Tough job, though, I'll tell you. Looks so sweet on the outside, being a yoga teacher. When it really comes to transformation and you want to stand for people, toughest work I've ever done on the planet, being a yoga student. Yoga teacher, yoga student, same thing. Okay, bring your forehead or chin to your mat. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Locust pose. Breathe out. Inhale, press your pubic bone down on the ground. Lift every other bone off your mat. You know, getting people, helping people to open up their hearts, to really look at themselves, to look at their behaviors, especially to look at their behaviors while they're around other people, working towards greatness. You're either lifting the people up around you or you're pulling them down. That's not only on the mat, that's off the mat. So on the mat, you just, it's like having a magnifying glass to see in how you land and how your actions land in the space around you. Lift your inner thigh bones to the ceiling. Come on, lift up, lift up. Great, come down. Cactus arms. Breathe out. Inhale, come up. Be a leader in your row. Be a light in your row. And you'll get what you came here for. You'll get that. Lift them. Lift your upper arm bones to the ceiling. And tuck your chin to your chest so you're not cranking on your neck. Five. Lift the front of your thigh bones away from the floor. Four. And then give your collarbones another 2 inches of space. Three. Two. Come down. Bow pose. Bend your knees. Reach back. Grab the tops of your feet or your shins. You're doing great. You're in gear. Let's keep going. Breathe out. Inhale. Press your shins to the back of the room. This is a feeding ground for your pectoral muscles. There's fresh blood coming into the chest wall. And relax your bicep muscles. Your arms are already curling and drawing things closer to the body. Relax your biceps and activate your tricep muscles. Activate them. Five. Flex your feet. Four. Love the burn. Tapas. Three. Two. Come down. Relax, let go. Come back to zero. Bow pose. Ready? Yeah. Set. Go. Ten. Steady. Five. Four, get air in there, in that tightness. Three, two, come back to the floor. Up dog. Down dog. Camel pose. Drop your knees to your mat. Stand up on your knees. Empower your foundation. And flow. Five. Four. Three. Two. Down dog. Camel pose. Sorry, Mark. Five. Four. Three. Two. Down dog. Bridge pose. Five. Four. Three. Two. Come back down. See if your knees, and keep them 90 degrees, right? So bring your feet forward a little bit. You want three or six wheels?
Three.
Okay. Three, you gotta go quicker than that. If you want three, you gotta put it out there quick. Ready? Wheel or bridge. Get set. Oh, hold on. Come down. Put your hands in a prayer and bring your thumb knuckles to your forehead center. I'm gonna ask you just to go in and something's got you right now in your life. Something's got you. Something's got you, your expression, and it's got your expression. Can you free yourself up with that right now? Like, what moves you? What really moves you? Is it pain? Is it suffering? Is it you want? What is it? Well, infuse that intention of what you want to happen in these wheels, in this set of wheels. Like, you want to get your energy flowing and streaming, so you break through whatever's holding you back right now. Okay? Let's do it. So make a commitment now. Don't choose what you're going to do later. Make a commitment now. Okay? Ready? Bridge your wheel. Set. And go. Go. Praying time is over. It's wheel time. Five. Four. Three. Two. Okay, come down. You follow through with your intention there? Okay, ready, set, and go. Five, four, three, two, come on down. Hey, reset your hands and your feet, wheel pose, go ahead. Five. No wheel for you. Four. Don't copy her. Three. Come on, get tough. Two. Come down. How many more? I'm not counting. Three more? Okay, ready? Ready, ready. Three more. Set. And go. Marv, get up there. Come on, bro. Get up there. Five. Four, three, two, come down. When will you hold yourself to accountability? When? When are you going to hold yourself to greatness? When? When are you going to practice excellence? Now or never? Ready? Two more? Yeah. Two more. Set? Go. Make this one like your last one. Empty a cup. Do that for yourself. I'm not trying to dominate you or put you in a little... I want you to get out of your little space. Five, four, that's my man. Three, aha. Two, bring your chin to your chest, come back to the mat. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Teacher's being tough with you today. I didn't plan on that. It's 4th of July. I want to have a party. You guys asked for this. Ready? Is there anything you can tell your neighbor that'll help them in a space to move them into greatness? I don't know. You know what I would say? I'd go to my neighbor. I'd be like, watch me. Do what I do. Okay, ready? Set? Go. Some people are a no. Some people are a no. That's okay. It's good. It's good. You know, sometimes if you're a no, it's not wrong. It's just that you're a yes for something else. That's it. No big deal. Five. Four. Three. Two. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to your mat. Ah. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. Ooh, Jesus. Next time I'll do it real hard. Okay. All you have is your word. Your word? Holding yourself to accountability on your yoga mat. You know what I'm talking about. I don't need to go into this. You know what I'm talking about. Fulfilling on your intention. I vacillate a lot in practice. I get taken out a lot. It's the reason why I'm a teacher, so I can hold myself accountable. I have 30 students who hold me accountable every day. Straighten your legs, stretch your arms to the back of the room. Like, I'm seen every day. I can't hide. I got to open my mouth and share everything I got every day. This is what's being drawn from you as a yoga student. Life energy, you're pulling it out of all the spaces in your body that you hold on to life energy. And it's fear. So when it's being requested and you're taking the action and pushing yourself a little bit, fear comes up, doubt comes up, anger comes up, frustration comes up, righteousness comes up. Squeeze your knees in your body. Rock from side to side, chin in one direction, knees in the other direction. Dead bug. I tell you, I've had the greatest breakthroughs. The greatest breakthroughs. I tell my teachers this all the time. When we have meetings and we're talking about classes and coaching and teaching and leading, I learn the most by far about myself when I'm the most vulnerable. When my teacher calls me out in front of 200 or 300 students. Well, I see myself like I have never seen before. Like I've never seen myself before. I'll tell you guys, this is why I teach yoga. Because I can't hide. And I have to confront myself every day. You expose yourself. You let it all hang out. Well, not all of it. Just energetically, I'm talking. Right? Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs vertically. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat and pump up for 50. 50 breaths. Ujjayi breath. You don't want to let your back touch the floor at all. In fact, lift your shoulder blades off your mat and then let that be your lowest point you go to on your inhalations. Firm up your legs. It's different with your knees bent a little bit versus your legs straight. Different. Make your quadriceps burn. Pump, 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 pump. Get in the flow. Okay, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs stay as they are. Sit on your forearms if you're not there. Drop your legs one third towards the mat. Drop your legs another third towards your mat. Drop your legs 2 inches from the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. You sit on your forearms. Yeah, it'll help your back a little bit. Bring your knees into your body. Okay, 100 bicycles. Go. And give up the sloppy bicycles and work with excellence and precision. Flex your feet. Straighten your legs. Maybe just go a little quicker. No bicycles for you? Your belly? Maybe do some twist or something, some way. Yeah, that's great. Just like that, Tara. Okay, 90, 1, 2, 3. I hooked you up just then. 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Sit on your forearms or arms by your side. Drop your legs one third towards the ground. Drop your legs another third towards the ground. 2 inches from the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2. Legs up. Bring your knees in your body. Oh, my goodness. Are you finished? No, you're not. Eagle legs. Eagle arms. We won't do many. We'll do 10 and one bonus, okay? All right, knees to your elbows to your knees. Flex your feet. Crunch in everything up, and then inhale back and come up. 1, 2, slow it. 3, 4, 5, 6, legs forward. 7, like an accordion. 8, extend. 9, 10, one more, here we go, and hold it. 3, 2, 1, undo. Okay, so you know, so when you're here, it's just your legs are moving forward and your arms are moving back. And then when you breathe out, you're crunching and touching your elbows to your knee, okay? Left leg over, left arm under. Okay, knees to elbows. Marvin, ready? Inhale, go back. Come up. 1, extend. 2, 3, that's it, Susan. 4, more extension. 5, extend fully. 6, 7, don't let your head touch the ground. 8, no head touching. 9, 10, last one, here we go. And hold it. 3, 2, 1, undo. Good. Twist, take your knees to the left and your chin to the right. Close your eyes. Got to renew the belly every day. See, yoga keeps you conscious. Like, you have to be conscious before you when you come to class, the morning and even the night before. If you want to have a clear belly, so you can connect to your belly, you can connect to your beingness. Having your gut all messed up, coming onto the mat with like a full belly or just bad food in your gut, it's tough to be in the room. It's tough. Consciousness doesn't want to go into the body. It wants to stay up in the head. Feel it. You know, we don't usually hold this pose for too long, but you know, if we hold it for 15, 20 breaths, you get into new space. So just relax with it. Relax. Good. Bring your knees up to center and over to the right. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. coming back to center. Bring your knees into your body. Grab into your thighs. Rock and roll. Three or four times. Vinyasa through, down dog. So do this. Vinyasa through. Get through the transition and get into down dog and then half pigeon, then drink water. Clear up your transitions. Clean them up. Can put a block under your right hip. You can even lay on your back. Pump up some ujjayi breath. We'll hold it for 10, 15 counts. Close your eyes. Connect to your feet. Flex your front foot. You can curl your back toes under if you want to. Push the air out. It's simple, just to breathe ujjayi breath. Just get the air out. The in-breath is a gift. It'll come to you. To the degree that you breathed out. You breathe out a lot of air, you'll bring more air in than you would if you didn't breathe out with that type of intention. Relax your jaw, your hands, your neck, muscles in your face. Yeah, you gotta stay awake though if you're gonna do that. Stay awake. Five more counts. Down dog. Half pigeon, left side. I know how important your practice is to you. You wouldn't be here unless your life and being great for others, being great for others, being the best version of yourself you could be, you wouldn't be here. Most of you know me. You know that I'm going to hold you to that accountability. No, no, stay here. Stay here. Where are you going? Where are you going? Stay on your mat. This is God's time. Like I said, you give up a lot to be here. And it's so easy to let your saboteur take you out when you get here. And that's your choice. You choose that. I try to remind you to make another choice. to be great. And it doesn't matter what's going on off the mat. It's irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. Or what happened in your life, that's your story. There's no story here this morning, it's just your body and breath, that's it. Anything else you let get in the way is your choice. I remember I went to a program maybe it's had to be almost 10 years ago now, up in New York, and I was assisting my teacher. I was supposed to be up there at 1 o'clock, and I left just in time to get there. I think I left here at 10:30, and I ended up taking a wrong turn somewhere, and I ended up getting there like at 2 o'clock, and it was really important that I got there on time, and my teacher said to me, he said, "Why weren't you on time?" I said, "I took a wrong turn." He goes, no, you just didn't want to show up. And I was like, what bullshit? And then he goes, "If your dogs were dying up here, you'd be here on time." I was like, "You're right, I would." That changed my life. With my word. Like when I sign my name on that paper as a student, I'm going to do everything I can to pull myself out of any darkness I'm experiencing on the mat. And if my teacher confronts me, I'm going to rise to the occasion, have the humility, and move forward. Without that, there is no progress on the yoga mat. Without that humility and that ability to be coached, a few more counts. I tell you that because I consider myself a good student. And that's difficult for me to take coaching, even today. If you saw me get coached, you'd be like, "Wow, you're so good at getting coached." But, you know, there's turmoil inside of me. I'm confronted. I get put up against my consolations of what's right and wrong or what should be and shouldn't be. It takes a lot of love. Double pigeon. A lot of trust. Flex your feet and bow forward. Roll forward on your sitting bones. Drop your head to your mat. And be still. This is how you go beyond heat. Is be still, be still. And the heat will heal you if you're still. This is what you do if you're ever in a sweat lodge. One of my first teacher trainings, I went out and did a sweat lodge in Montana. We did 3 rounds and there's like 40 people in the tent. You have these 3 big Indian guys in the tent smoking red Marlboros and eating tuna fish. That's part of their ceremony. And they're passing the tuna fish around in cigarettes in the hot, right? And everybody kind of wants to be next to the door of the tent, so in case anything happens, they can bail out. And there's such a deep training of just being still and letting the fire burn, letting the heat penetrate you. Just staying in it, staying in the fire. Not damping the fire, not moving around trying to escape the heat, just sitting in it and being in it. Let it burn all that dross off your soul. That's what heat does. The heat on the outside helps, but man, that internal heat that might rise when you get confronted or when you're holding a pose. Hey, sit up, switch sides. Whether it's your teacher confronting you or the universe confronting, you know what I've experienced? You know what I've experienced when I've got confronted from the universe or from my teacher? This is what was going on in my head. Oh, please, not now. Not today. Just any other time, but not now. That's when it's most poignant. That's probably why you're being confronted. Because you think now, it's not now. No, now is all you got. Now is all you got. Like, really. And sometimes you got to take some time and contemplate that. What your teacher means by that. Like, now is all you got. You've heard it, but have you ever really sat in with it? Is that a word? Sat in? Have you ever sat with it? Like, alone. Come on. It's up to you. If you want to hold on to your stuff, go ahead. You get to keep it. Or you give it up. Is it easy to give it up, though? Is it easy? Yeah. Yeah, just breathe in and breathe out. It's your choice. Good, sit up. Straighten your legs in front of you. Seated forward bend. Bend your knees, grab your ankles, your shins. Flat with the wall of your chest and your thigh bones. Long spine, breathe in. Fold forward. Drop your head to your shins or your knees. Sit up, tabletop, inverted tabletop. No. Get the lining of your palms, press them into the mat, and then index finger knuckle down, middle finger knuckle down, ring baby finger knuckles down, center the heels down, big toe mounds down, a pelvis up, 5, 4, 3, 2, come on down. All right, scoot your butt forward, lay on your back. Waterfall. Harvest time. The more you study your body, the more you come back to the studio and you see the community, the more you realize you're bigger than the more you realize you're part of a bigger community. And you got work to do. And that work is for you to become the greatest version of yourself as you can be. And this is the time, you guys, these 75, 90 minutes, these 60 minutes as you roll out your mat, and you're seen with your brothers and sisters. We're not talking to each other here. We're just taking action. From the deepest part of ourselves. That's our intention. And you have to call yourself out when you're not doing that. And teachers may, if you're lucky enough, a teacher maybe get to know you enough to call you out like that. If you're lucky enough. To have that love. But the real question is, can you receive that love? Can you not fall into the pit of shame? Or I'm not good enough? Or I did something wrong, or there's a problem? That's not, no. It's just there's actions that work and then there's actions that don't work. Like drinking water during vitality doesn't work. It doesn't work to build fire. Fire and water don't mix. You know, showing up late to your practice, it doesn't work. Or leaving early, that doesn't work. What works is 100% all you got. And when you really evaluate all you got so much. You got so much. You can bring your knees to your forehead. Universe hooked you up with a good body, good life predicaments. Even if you're like, no, not me, not me. Well, go look around and see how lucky you are. Even if your life is falling apart. Man, not just not to have physical pain in every cell of your body. Just to be able to practice yoga and move around and sweat. You can bring your knees by your ears, deaf man's pose. You take your blocks out of the way. Bring your bum to the floor. Pull your knees into your body. Straighten your left leg down on your mat. Take your right knee to the left side of your body. Bring your chin to your right shoulder. Close your eyes. Come back to center, bring your knees into your body. Supine twist to the left. Back to center. Bring your knees into your body. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Butterfly pose. Put your listening outside of your skin. When I say that, I'm just referring to you having a monologue with yourself. Just look, you're doing it right now. Okay, so you looked in there and you checked it out. Now, come back out here and listen. So when my voice stops, listen for the sounds that are filling in the space that my voice was filling. When you forget to do that, just start over. This is what you tune your body up for. So you can feel it when you're not present and connected to earth, connected to reality. Reality's out here, you guys. Outside your head. So close your eyes, look in your head, look in there, and listen outside your head. Big breath in. Open your mouth. Breathe in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right side, curl into a fetal position. Keep your eyes closed, sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. Sit up straight. Three ohms. Pray hands to your forehead center. Breathe in. Together we say namaste. Peace and love. Good job. Nice work. Good job. Nice job. Way to pull it together. Good work. All right, go drink lots of water. Get some delicious fruit in your body. Thank goodness it's Sunday. You probably have the day off. No? Who, Mark, what are you working? Who's working? I am too, so... Enjoy your day. If you have any questions, ask me. Don't slip when you come up and put your blocks away. Please don't slip. Stay on your feet, and I'll see you soon. Take care.